We never really felt a threat of invasion because we lived in the north of England, as I mentioned, and the chances of there being an invasion up there were fairly small. There will have been bombs because it was an industrial area where my parents lived, not so much where I was at school. And if there was an air raid warning, which there was quite frequently because we were in the same catchment area as Leeds, which had quite a lot of warnings, we had to get dressed, go downstairs and outside, we would put our eiderdowns around our shoulders, and crouch in the ha-ha, which was the round the grounds of the school estate. Very cold it was, and we had to stay there until there was an all clear, but there was no suggestion that there was any kind of invasion up there in the wilds of Yorkshire.
How did you manage to measure your food while you were away at school?
By that time, I had already learnt to judge the weights of a slice of bread, potato, other carbohydrate foods. There was no problem. I didn't do any weighing at school. I relied on my judgment.
So you didn't take these little scales with you away to school?
No, I didn't take the scales to school. No, there's no need.
Would you have made any adjustments to your insulin intake depending on what you were doing, how you were feeling?
No, I never made any insulin adjustments myself, no. Food, possibly, but not the insulin.
In what ways would you have adjusted your food?
If I knew I was going to go for a long walk, I would probably take an extra sandwich.